Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. It's the Friend Zone. We're gonna have a good time. It's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Do, 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 do. Welcome to the Friend Zone. Hi, it's me, Michael. I go to the local Montessori, and I just want to say, hi!
How old are you, Michael?
3!
3 years old, at a Montessori, and you sound very cute.
Wow, I'm also remarkably intelligent, and
I can tell by your...
From England!
Your regional dialect that you would be very intelligent.
Yes, motherfucker! What's up? It's your boys, Michael and Keith.
Keith the keeper. Keith the minder.
Yeah, Keith keeps me in a cupboard in the house!
No. It's all above board. It's all about peace and love on Friend Zone number 101. It feels like we've started a brand new chapter of the worst idea.
I would like everyone listening.
I got the name wrong.
To reflect upon the previous Friend Zones as Dalmatians, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
100 of the suckers.
And now 101. How are you, Guy?
I'm good. I'm having a really good day.
That's awesome, man. What's happening? What's going on?
Family's visiting, having a good time with them. I did some really good work this morning. I'm just in a good zone. I think I tell you what happened is I did a couple of comedy shows last night. Now, this is going to sound sort of ruthless or merciless to anyone who's not currently living inside of New Zealand.
Yeah.
But our live comedy scene is absolutely fucking thriving right now. It's going off.
We've sold like 80 tickets for the show tonight.
Yeah.
It's a week. What is it? It's like a Thursday today.
Yeah.
Things are going
It's just
on.
Like, it's just so good. It's the best, like, for the first time, and possibly last time in our life, you can categorically say that the comedy scene in Aotearoa right now is the best in the world. Because it's the only one fucking operating at 100%.
All right, now I feel like this is a pile on the rest of our... Right?
I'm sorry. I'm just in a really good mood about it. I did a couple of shows last night. I had a fantastic time. I've had a great day today. And now I'm sitting here, side saddle, with my boy.
Yeah.
Keith the Keeper.
Keith the Keeper.
And... really excited to whip the scab off a fresh century of Friend Zones.
Bro, this is huge. Maybe I should save it for a video one, but I'll tell you what this is. I've never told you about this, eh?
No, that package has been in here unopened for quite a while.
Okay, I'm holding a big box that was sent to us in 2017 that I always... Guy's eyes are popping out of his head. It was one of those things that I was like, oh yeah, we've got to do that on a Friend Zone. And then I like... put it away somewhere.
Tidied it away.
In a bookcase.
In a book?
In a book. Inside of a book. This big package in a book. In a bookshelf. And kind of forgot about it, which is so utterly terrible of me, because someone went to all the trouble of sending whatever is in that box to us.
And you don't know.
3 years ago. I've got no idea.
Do you know who
it's
sent it?
Up. A fan. A listener.
But you don't know who. Is there a name on
it? It's from America. It costs so much money to send it here. Look, the postage stamp says $33.25.
Just to send it?
That's USD, man. Yeah, just to send it.
Can I hold the package?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's from Austin, Texas. And it does have a person's name on it, but I'm not sure if they want us to, you know, read that on the Who's It. But, like, I feel like quite an ass. Should we open it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's open it now. Do you want to do it? kind of need a knife, eh? It's so taped up.
If only one of us was notorious for carrying a knife on their person at all times, totally unnecessarily.
I think I left all my knives in the bedroom.
That's okay. While you go to the boudoir to retrieve your freaky sex knife, I will read our first piece of correspondence in this friend zone. Of course, when we did Friend Zone 100, we promised to catch all the way up, but we recorded for 2 hours and didn't even get close. So, this message places us at the end of May 2020, 31st of May. Hey, Tim and Guy, newer listener, but love your work on The Worst Idea of All Time. I've already binged the first season and am enjoying the romp through the desert with the girls now. Also a big fan of your formal experimentation with Cats and Dumore, and really excited to see what the future holds for you both. You both talked about gaming, and you clearly enjoy talking with and getting feedback from fans. Have you ever considered a Worst Idea of All Time style format where you live stream video games?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Game streaming is a huge industry, and video games are getting bigger budgets, are getting budgets that rival movies. And just like movies, there are some real gems that can only be understood on repeat playthroughs. Just an idle thought I was saying, and I thank you in advance for your live stream later on today. Say my name, Michael.
Michael, capital idea. Would you be into that?
I would do that with you, yeah.
It'd be so fun. Us just playing games. You know who's really good on Twitch?
Tom Walker?
Yeah, and Demi Lardner.
Lardner. I haven't actually watched them.
Oh, it's so good.
They're very funny all the time anyway.
Tom has gotten bored. They've both been on the podcast, actually. Tom's gotten balls deep into Euro Trucking Sim 2020. And it's all about shifting cargo around the great continent of Europe. And you buy your truck and you upgrade your rig. And he's got it hooked up so that if you give a certain amount of money while he's live streaming, it just grabs the wheel and throws it to the left. So he'll be doing real well, trying really hard to keep everything on the road so he can get the maximum price for his goods and everything. And then someone will throw him like $10 and just fucking railroads the whole operation.
I love that. Tim has successfully accessed the inside of the package. It's a MacBook Pro box.
Oh my god.
Fuck me. This is a real relic from a different era.
This is crazy stuff, man.
Imagine if there's a MacBook Pro in there. What do you think is in there, Tim?
It's not heavy enough. It's so dusty. I feel like very guilty for leaving it.
Imagine if it was just full of dust. This is really exciting.
Oh, there's a letter. Do you want to read it?
I would love to.
Oh, this is so good.
It's in an envelope, and the envelope reads, "To the best, bravest boys I feel like I know through the magic of radio."
It's done a good job of, like, taping
I've opened
well.
The card.
You want the specs on this MacBook Pro? Because this is from a different era.
Yeah, man.
This was the 2.7 gigahertz, 8 gig of RAM, and 512 hard drive. That's a pretty premium one from back in the day. 13-inch.
"Dear Timbly Wimbly and Flash."
Hello.
"I don't want to get too sentimental, but thank you for all the time you've spent making the wonderful thing I listen to. I hope you enjoy all these big ideas put in print." Holy fuck. Have they made Mr. Big's Big Book of Ideas?
I don't know, man.
That would fuck me up.
Yeah. You're excited and I'm excited too. And I'm getting the box open.
Sincerely, Valerie Rogers.
Wow. Oh, this is so beautiful. Okay, we've got bubble wrap. And then under the bubble wrap is a fuchsia pink tissue paper that is...
you can hear it. This will be doing wonders for the ASMR heads.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
I don't even know what he's looking at, everybody.
It's a notebook that says Big's Big Book of Ideas and it's got a pink ribbon
on
it.
You have got to be taking the piss. Holy shit. Tell me there's something written in there.
Okay, let me open this. "Dear reader, welcome and congratulations, for you have stumbled upon an incredible journey waiting to unfold before your eyes. Whilst this may look like a typical young adult's novel, what this in fact is a treasure map. In this Choose Your Own Adventure book, you will be literally determining whether you are brave enough and smart enough to find treasure. We have hidden 300 possible endings in this book." Is it? Oh my god. "We have run the numbers, so it is so statistically unlikely that someone would thumb through the whole book, would accidentally randomly pick out the correct path which leads them to the real treasure map, that we feel very confident publishing millions of copies of this softback because we are smart with money to find the smartest people to distribute wealth to. That's what this is all about finding adventurous, intelligent children to bequeath gold and jewels to. Wow. Okay. First page. Crudely drawn pyramid scheme. I'm seeing a combination of crayon and Bic pen. I absolutely love to see it.
It says
$1 billion in pennies. Down to Lincoln with a big X through it. No. Big's face. Down to a picture of an envelope. Down to an idea bubble with a flag that says Bigland. And then it says only money on the moon.
Oh my God.
We've got a napkin that says my biggest idea ever. Remember it. It's taped into one of the pages. This is the most beautiful thing. Oh my God. We've got it. We should have done this on the video live stream, but I'm going to. So, we're the next friend zone, and I think friend zones thereafter, if I get my shit together, are going to be live streamed on Patreon. We'll still get the audio podcast out to you, of course. But if you support us on Patreon, you'll be able to see. Oh my God, look at this one. A lot of symbols adding up to potential Zodiac killer.
Zac Efron, it would appear. God. Holy shit, this thing is absolutely beautiful. I think we should save, unless you want to continue describing it, we should save some of the excitement. I cannot wait to get into that. Could I just touch it?
You can touch it.
And
Big's big book of ideas.
Oh my God, it feels good to touch. A huge, huge thank you to Valerie Rogers. This is the most thoughtful gift. And also a huge congratulations to you, Tim, for withholding it from us for 3 years.
Was it worth it for today being a lovely day?
I was already having a good day.
Yeah.
This is one of the few things that could have improved my mood.
This has put it over the top.
I can't believe I've got this. Another piece of correspondence. We're getting closer to where we are.
In
my ones here. This is the 5th of June 2020. I know it's been 6 years, but I want to let you guys know that I've been loving the Grown Ups 2 podcast. Me and my mates watched the masterpiece of a film one Monday morning after a silly weekend on the piss in our loopy state of mind found immense enjoyment in it. Standout parts were frat boy doing 11 backflips for no reason, and the ice cream scoop assault. I'm up to episode 30, and I'm excited to see how your mental state deteriorates over the remainder of the series. Utmost respect for you, gentlemen, Harry Konias. So, a huge thank you to... I've already deleted it, and I can't remember if it's Harry or Henry.
Harry. Thanks, Harry.
From the Facebook, just from the doc I have to keep all of the correspondence.
Bloody beautiful people going back. So much dust on me. To Timbo and Guy, I apologize. If you have had an Insta account, which I should have sent this message to. I'm 24 years old and somehow also a boomer with PDFs. I had to share some news with you two lovely guys. I just found out yesterday that my cousin, who I've never met, she's on my mom's side, was an extra in Grown Ups 2 in the quarry scene. Look at this. Season 1. It's all flooding in.
I'll say.
I'm guessing the word cousin's supposed to be in here. My cousin told me as if she was incredibly famous. Oh, my mom probably told me as if she was incredibly famous. She was billed as girl in bathing suit. Apparently the scene she was in took all hours of the day where there was sunlight to shoot. Hard days work for an extra. Anyway, you guys are incredible. Love the hours and hard work you put into your podcast, Misery. I'll probably also post this to the worst idea of all time, Reddit, because I see Timbo post this sometimes. Best, say my name, Michaela from New Hampshire in the United States. First in the nation. Is that right? I think that's New Hampshire. P.S. Thanks to listening to your podcast for years. I now have a somewhat decent impression of a New Zealander's accent. Sick. Do a voice recording for us, Michaela, and send it in.
Absolutely.
And I would love to hear it.
New Hampshire... State law requires that its primary must be the first in the nation. Why?
It's just a cool thing they have. It cracks me up that it's state law. It'd be like Wellington going, "It is by decree of the council, we are the greatest city. Yeah. No one can challenge this."
It's just what people there say, but it's not legally binding. On the 8th of June in 2020, hey Timbo and Guy got Tim.
Yeah,
I didn't even fucking ask how you're doing.
I'm doing great. You walked in, I was eating a delicious plate of egg and kale on toast.
It's a healthy meal.
Lovely hot sauce from Kai Tire Fire.
Not sponsored,
but man, do I love their hot sauce.
I had some really hot sauce at lunch today.
Was it Kai Tire Fire?
No, it was...
Then get it the fuck out of here, dude.
It was made from that Reaper pepper, the Guinness World Record holding pepper for hottest pepper.
Man, that shit is not about food or taste. It's about glory muscles. You know what I'm saying? There's no utility to it.
It was so full on. My mouth was numb for about 5 minutes afterwards. And I was saying to Dad, who I was having the meal with, I said, wow, that's really hot. And then he poured some onto a spoon.
Guy is making a very liberal pour and motion with his hands.
He took his fork.
Yeah.
He poured quite a lot into the spoon. And I was like, that's too much.
You're like, Papa, I love you.
He took his fork and he dipped the very, very end of one of the prongs of this fork, four-pronged fork, into it and then put it on his mouth. Yeah. And he went like this.
Stephen was sent.
He was sent just from that much. I'm glad you're doing well. I'll continue reading now.
Please.
Had to check in.
Yeah.
Timbo and Gaga, I just want to say I recently saw a snippet of Guy's set about American men's conversational skills on TikTok. I didn't know that was happening.
Someone's put you on TikTok. That's awesome.
Good to be here. Almost immediately after listening to the Friend Zone, where you guys talked about exactly that. A hell of a coincidence. As someone on the west coast of the US, it was great to finally see a bit of your stand-up. More than anything, though, it's a great excuse to thank you for all of the amazing, stupid things you two do. I've been listening for well over 5 years now, and in that time, you've accompanied me through moving to college, moving back home after graduating, and now moving into my first real deal apartment.
Yes.
Thank you all so much, Samantha. P.S.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that the intense eye contact that you experienced during Cats the movie was actually inspired by the 1998 recording of the Broadway production, where, I would hazard a guess, about 80% of the movie is filmed with the actors staring straight down the barrel of the camera. I used to watch that movie religiously as a kid. Who knows what that did to my mental state. And even dressed up as the White Cat for Halloween one year. Truly ahead of my time. Anyway, that's my theory.
See ya.
And that is from Samantha.
What I love from Samantha, this isn't from Samantha. I love that she put us onto this, but it's so few musicals have been videoed to, like, you know, a wide release that I feel the actors or the directors don't quite know what the genre demands of them. They don't know if you're supposed to barrel the camera as if you are the audience and you're sitting there.
I like it.
But I'll tell you what. When you see someone on a screen and they're looking into you, it's very unsettling. And when it's Dame Judi Dench describing how to communicate, raise, and name a cat, deeply, deeply sad.
Also pretty baller, though.
In a way.
Thank you so much, Samantha. And if I might selfishly promote myself inside of the Friend Zone, if you haven't, please check out that clip of stand-up. It's the only stand-up clip I have of mine online that I can full-throatedly say I'm proud of.
That's
if you
good.
Look up Guy Montgomery Comedy Central on YouTube, it'd be the top hit. It's about 7.5 minutes, and
it's really funny.
I think it's funny.
It is funny. Funny enough for someone to rip and put on TikTok.
Yeah.
Should we be on TikTok?
No, because we are 90, and TikTok is for toddlers.
Correct. Claire has given us $30 US, and I'd like to say this to Claire. Fucking cheers. So much.
Shout it out, brother.
Shout it out loud. I don't think this one is for... Is this one for... This one's not for the Friend Zone.
Oh. What's it for?
This is a lovely guy called Nick, who's been emailing me, who's a fan of the podcast, who's moved to DC recently. And he's had some good times, he's had some hard times, but things are getting better.
Been there.
Which is great. Happy 100th Friend Zone. Whoa. Naomi, $100. Happy 100th Friend Zone, Tim and Guy. Thank you for all the weird and wonderful content you've been putting out over the years and especially throughout quarantine. I've been daydreaming about becoming wealthy enough to be able to independently fund the rest of your TV show because your YouTube pilot is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I can't remember when I've laughed harder, and yes, it stands up to many repeat viewings. Your comedy has been a lifeline these past few months, and I'm so grateful I found you. Live every moment, love every day, and always let your true colours shine through. Lots of love, Naomi. If you decide to read this on the air, you're welcome to say my name. But mostly, I just want you to know how much joy your podcast brings me. Oh, that has touched my very heart.
Is your heart singing?
There was someone at your gig last night who echoed these sentiments as well. Rose. Did you talk to Rose?
I've spoken to Rose.
Rose is so nice, and she goes to a lot of our comedy shows and stuff, and she was like, you know what, man? Your comedy, just kept me going. It's a good thing.
Yeah, she said that. If you're listening along now, Rose, because Rose, I ran into, I hosted a Raw comedy show at the Classic, the comedy club here in Auckland, and Rose was in attendance. And I spoke to her after the show, and she said, well, you know, next Monday, I'm dipping my toes in the water, I'm going to do it. And I said, hell yeah, the fuck yeah, it's what you got to do.
Hell yeah.
I was going to make it along, I didn't, something came up. And then I saw Rose at the show last night, and I said, how'd you go?
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I got anxious.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. And to Rose at the time, and now I say, everyone gets anxious, yep. It's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
The idea of going to work is much worse than working.
So true.
So just show up, go up. If you bomb, no one gives a fuck. Absolutely. If you do well, you will feel like a rock star and possibly get addicted to the lifestyle. And 8-9 years down the line, you could be here in the hot seat with Tim and me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey boys, I hope this email finds you well. I saw your fantastic live show in London last year and bought the poster, which is stunning and very unsettling. Anyway, I wanted to ask, do you fellas identify as himbos? No reason why you should, except that Timbo the Himbo rhymes and would be a good new nickname for Tim. But no worries if not. Love you lots and thanks for the many hours of great content. You can say my name, Elizabeth. I don't know. I've seen it pop up online recently. Oh, we're out of touch. We just covered this in the TikTok convo.
Do you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It was it's a he bimbo.
Yeah,
a thick dude.
Obviously,
but it was not obvious to me.
Oh, okay. But is there any other? I wonder, sort of connotations or loaded definitions into that word.
I think it's like a...
it's just a dumb dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm good looking enough to be a himbo, to be honest.
Or if thick enough. You're a handsome, bright guy.
I'm
fright.
Scrappy.
You're all fright.
I'm all... What?
Fright.
What is that word?
Handsome and right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, so look, if you want to call
look
me...
Look out, world! The new portmanteau, right, is taking
it's
the internet
so,
by storm.
I don't even know how I would approach saying that word.
Well, just like I...
Hold on, let me have a run at it. Right.
Yeah, boy.
Did I do it?
I'm not fucking all right.
Who of our friends do you think is the biggest himbo? This is a dangerous game. Hello, Timbo, and possibly Guy Guy. I'm an American fan, and I've been having an average experience under Qua.
Fan of America. Pretty tough time for fans of America right now.
I've bravely been leading efforts to normalize, crying on Zoom calls and in mock interviews within the coding apprenticeship program I'm about to graduate from. I was okay for the first month in lockdown until suddenly I wasn't. Fighting off panic attacks from sunrise until I managed to force myself with sleep became a daily battle, and then I asked myself a deeply specific question. Is there a podcast that's not informative? And it's funny, but not excessively so. Ooh, I like where this is going. Ideally, there'd be no conflict. But if there were, it would be against a common enemy that's inarguably bad, but in no way threatening. I've been a Deathblight fan for a year or two, so I knew the worst idea of all time was out there, but I hadn't taken the time to check it out. Imagine my surprise when listening to you boys grapple with Cats, 2019, and then Sex and the City 2 actually stopped the panic from setting in and kept working. When I saw an emergency Deathblight drop in the feed a few days later, I thought, they knew the world needed this. When I saw the first Home Alone 3 episode appear in my podcatcher, I actually started crying in relief. It's been exactly a month, and the power of this podcast hasn't changed. When I'm feeling the panic set in, it's because I forgot to listen for a day or two. Restarting my week with Cats brings me right back down. With the announcement of this penultimate episode of the emergency season felt scary. Who's going to hurt themselves with Home Alone 3 for me now? I'm ultimately thankful that you boys made your lives a little worse in order to make mine a little better. It's meant more than you'd want to believe, honestly. That is sent to us from Liz.
Liz.
Fuck, that's nice. I am very gutted to hear that you were having a hard time. And I know that our American audience, who we love dearly, on the whole, having a tricky time at the moment.
Absolutely. So. I was on a video call this morning with someone who is in Miami, Florida, and even in just the sort of cursory catch up that you know sort of precedes any call, it was like our descriptions of what we were doing were like it was genuinely like I was beaming into them from a portal to a different galaxy.
Yeah.
I literally can't imagine the experience of this, because there's no, the challenge I think is that it would feel as though you're inside a purgatory. There's no specific timeline, there's no end date in sight. And to that I say, all you got to do is get through it a day at a time.
Absolutely.
Know that we're thinking of you and we're making products specifically to accommodate you and accompany you through this fucking shithouse time in the world.
We are all rooting for you, and I think it's just very important for us all to look out for one another at the moment.
Yeah, thank you for deploying our podcast exactly how it's intended. Yeah. And also thank you for negging us and assuring us that it's funny, but not too much.
Absolutely. I would hate to think that this podcast is too funny.
One of the last things I'd ever want to be described as is too funny. The 14th of June 2020. I'm lying. That is all I want. Hey boys, I hope you're doing well and enjoying your country's recent end of quarantine. I watched the director's commentary live sync to the movie, and that was a treat. But the movie itself? Yeah. I'm writing today because I'm currently in my break room at work, and via the television present therein, experiencing more of Grown Ups 2 than I've ever experienced, or for that matter, desired. I want to turn it off. But I have co-workers who seem to be enjoying the movie heartily. Oh, no. I've tried to explain to them that the film is bad, that this had been thoroughly tested and put to bed by you great boys, and that they need not subject themselves to such a movie. To my shock, some of them told me that they've seen the film multiple times.
Oof.
Extremely grim. This is not how I envisioned my first day back at work. I work in a grocery store, the bakery, in a Whole Foods market, where they keep the real bread in the US. And I've just returned to work after a 25-day absence brought on by my being infected with COVID-19.
Oh, man.
Not to worry, my symptoms were incredibly mild, mainly manifesting as a total lack of taste and smell. After 3 weeks of being the master of my own viewing listening content, it feels tragic to be forced back into a cruel world where movies like Grown Ups 2 run regularly on broadcast TV. But I wanted to thank you for your service. The clues you gave me about Chris Rock's daughter singing randomly at the end party were the only way I was able to immediately contextualize what movie this is. And so great was my offense that I paused the friend zone just to argue about it. 30 minutes well spent. Your sacrifices are not in vain. Luke Aaron Runt. Runte? R-U-N-T-E. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I could tell. Lovely message from Luke.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah.
Thank you. Did it say, so is he at Whole Foods? He's in the break room at Whole Foods.
He works in the bakery. He was in the break room.
And that's sick, man. Bakeries, it's a hard gig.
Mm.
It's long, early hours.
Yeah.
You know, to get people their bread on time.
But you're around beautiful baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
I had an almond croissant this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
You are salivating at the thought of this croissant.
You know I love almond croissants.
I know
do you know that
you
about
love,
me?
I do know that about you. I know that you, I think, would be quite partial to most stuff in the cabinet at a decent bakery.
I do love patisseries. Is it a crime? Is it a crime, sir, to enjoy a succulent fresh-baked patisserie?
I think not.
You know what club I was referencing the other day?
Absolutely.
To our
succulent
listeners?
Chinese meal.
We should can you put that? I know I'm giving you a job.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, nice.
I think this is possible. Let me see. For the uninitiated,
I got it, it's
an Antipodean meme video from actually a bloody long time ago of an Australian man who got arrested for continually dining and dashing in the 90s.
Yeah.
Someone has tracked a camera on him, luckily with a microphone attached to it, as he's being put into a cop car.
Accosted.
When Johnny Law finally caught up to him. Oh, yeah, sorry. I haven't got a thing on.
Just a moment. You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Pop in the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me? Ta-ta and farewell.
His name's Charles Dozer.
He's
got 2.2 million views on
That's just on
YouTube.
That particular copy of it. The Chads? Is that what they're called?
The band, yeah.
They rose to fame a couple of years ago with a great track called Smoko, brackets, Leave Me Alone. And they tracked him down and made a music video with him. It doesn't quite work, man. That's the thing about these great meme moments. It's lightning in a bottle. You can't recreate them.
100%.
Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed that little journey with us. Hey, are you sitting down, guy?
Yeah, man.
Because Christopher Bergeron sent us $75.
Got to be related to Tom Bergeron.
Is that the? I thought it was Bergeron.
Bergeron.
Yeah, that does sound better. Shit, man. Thank you. That is so much money.
Huge thank you.
How much money is $75 US? It's like, to me, it's bigger than a cup. It's like a whole plate full of money. It's a whole plate full of money.
To me, right now,
It's
like $114.40 New Zealand.
Sick, bro. Ian writes, "Hi, boys. Good job all round. For the most part, long-time listener, first-time fan mailer, loving beefy kisses from northeast Scotland, Ian. Kiss, kiss."
Kiss, kiss, Ian.
What is a beefy kiss to you?
A beefy kiss to me is a man with a mouthful of pie who sees an old friend and says, "I
can't wait. Can't wait to get the pie out of my mouth. I've got to kiss this person immediately."
ASMR. That's a gift I'm laying on you.
Beautiful.
I've got a couple more, but I reckon, Tim, we've had a great time.
I've had such a good
time. There's a lot of day in front of us. Let's put a pin on it and let's get back in a room together soon for Friend Zone 102.
That sounds good to me, and let's update people on what is happening next. So guys, here's the fucking rub. We've banked a couple of episodes of the next season. It's going to be coming out very soon. We're working on the theme music right now. We're also just making sure that it's going to be a good listening experience for everyone involved. This podcast at all junctures attempts to be as inclusive as possible, and we weren't quite aware how fucking hard out some of these French softcore pornographies are from the 70s. So we just
Different era.
We want to put our best foot forward with these episodes. So bear with us while we figure out our sure footing.
Absolutely. Rest assured that we're working hard and that the product, when it is delivered, should be of the typical worst idea quality, which is to say fluctuating with the occasional soaring high.
And also, in spite of how the friend zone always goes, which is just us basking in our own glory, you know, feel free to let us know if it's not good and why and how we could improve. You can get in touch with us. You know, go to worstideaofalltime.com. There's multiple ways. And the Facebook group as
Do
well.
Do it, you coward.
Now, what I am very excited about as well, and it's a Patreon exclusive. Let me lead with that. You know, because these fellas got to pay rent, unfortunately. Can you believe? Did you think you'd still be renting into your 30s when you were like 19? Did you think you'd have a house by now?
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. You were too busy getting high at university.
But no. In short, yeah, we had a big conversation about that last night.
How much weed you smoked in university. Anyway, Killionaire is the name of our new podcast product, which will be happening alongside West Idea of All Time. The idea, simple. Guy and I are going to kill a trillionaire, but first we have to make a trillionaire to kill a trillionaire.
The person closest to that number right now, Jeff Bezos. The current forecast for $1 trillion sitting in that man's bank account, 2026. We're going to accelerate the timeline. We're going to take Bezos out. I am winking.
Yeah, it's comedy and goofs. It's all, you know, you can't get us. That's right. That was the other reason we're doing it on Patreon.
Because like you can't get us on Patreon.
I feel
Jeff.
Like you can't get us on Patreon until you buy Patreon. And when Amazon buy Patreon, we will shift to a more obscure format.
Well, also, you know, things will be going well with our big strategy by that point.
Yes.
If indeed. Amazon's in a position to buy Patreon, we can send all of the money that we get on Patreon straight into Jeff's pockets. We say
that's step one.
Don't take some off the top, take the whole fucking thing. Because dude, once it's in your pockets, it's not far away from being back in mine.
Okay, everyone. It's so nice to hear from you all and to hang out with you. And I wish you nothing but happiness and the best.
Yeah. Do you know, actually, I've got another confession to make.
Yeah.
I'm your fool.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that's where this was going. You don't have a real one? Is that it?
Well, everyone's got their chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to... Can I tell you a joke I did last night? We'll end on this. You ever stop yourself suddenly and say and think, oh, whoa, I wonder how the bloody hell Delilah's getting on in New York City.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. It's the Friend Zone. We're going to have a good time. It's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's ALLBIRDS.com.